This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Time now for a Masters report with the Chief. Here's Eric.
Scottie Scheffler back with the beard the same way he won it last year. He went clean shaven in, 22 when he won the first time? And then he rocked the beard. Now he's back at it with the beard once again. He had a 62-foot birdie putt on hole number four.
Let's go.
To get the proceedings going. And I believe he's finished the day four under in second place behind Justin Rose. So tip of the cap to Scottie Scheffler and tip of the cap to the Scottie skillet that he put together for the for the champions dinner. We got some photos from it. And I will say, like, on those Scottie style sliders.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see the melt on the cheese?
A little bit.
Like, don't you want that when you get that burger slider, you don't want the cheese to, I just threw it on there at the end.
Looks no.
Like you want that thing melted on there, right? We
looks
all
like
agree with that.
Like a kid's birthday party.
Yep. We're not being nitpicky when we say that, especially when we're talking about a Masters championship dinner. Like, we're not talking you're in the backyard, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even though it crosses my mind no matter where I am if I don't have the melted cheese on the burger, but especially at the championship.
This is the
dinner.
Masters. There's like 100 people there, right? How many people are at this dinner?
It's not that many.
Not that many, even.
But the thing
put the trays in the oven, melt the cheese for 5 minutes, and deliver them.
Thank you.
That's the problem. You got a bunch of older gentlemen.
Might not want the cheese or something.
Can't have the cheese that way. Yeah.
Well, make a select.
You have to be mindful that you have guys like Gary Player and Tom Watson.
Are you saying at that age you can't have any cheese?
Well, it might be a dietary restriction for some of those guys.
How hard is it to just not give them cheese then?
How hard is it to just preload on the Metamucil
fiber? Or not make cold patties?
I just kind of feel
it's
like,
a cold patty, bro.
Trust me, I agree with everything everybody's saying. I'm just saying that Charles Cootie, who won this thing back in the 60s.
Chuck.
Probably cannot have a bunch of melted cheese on a burger. And that's why.
He probably shouldn't even have the burger.
And that's why you have
he's
a lot.
He's got the cooties, he's got other things to worry about.
Yeah, he does.
You got all these.
Poor
you got,
guy.
You got
damn
these,
rash.
These, but you have a lot of these former champions order off the menu. So, you know, it, to your point, yeah, we can have the cheese stretch and all that stuff like that. But if you do choose to have the actual champion's meal, there's probably some things that they are dietary restrictions for some of them.
Well, certainly just inexcusable more than anything. But the skillet was incredible. That passed the eye test. That looked like potentially, when you talk about like a BJ's Pizookie situation, it looked like that really,
oh, yeah, with the ice
really
cream and the
times,
cookie?
Times two or three in terms of the
yes.
just the eye test.
Yeah.
Perhaps the greatest skillet cookie of all time is what was presented at the champions dinner. So
not that hard to
maybe
do.
They made up for it, but I think the melted cheese is just... I mean, let's be detail oriented here.
Yeah,
Ken Griffey Jr. You might see him on the outskirts if you're watching this weekend.
I can't wait till Chiafalo is like 60. I take that back. He'll still be eating like four patty burgers at 65.
There you go. So there you go.
He'll just fast.
I'll be
fast
dust,
afterwards.
But
you just that's
it.
That's how you overcome it.
72 hours.
I'll be dust as he's doing that. But
you have a long weekend. All of a sudden, I'll eat on Tuesday. All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. at the Masters this year as a credentialed photographer. So you might be seeing him doing that.
Going the way of Randy Johnson, his former Mariner teammate. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Over 225 private jets arrived and departed Augusta on Tuesday alone, with another 1,000-plus arrivals expected now over the course of the next few days. Someone even flew 14-plus hours from South Korea. That seems to be the longest PJ excursion to the Masters this
Impressive.
Year. All the way from South Korea. Yeah, yeah, it's a good call. That very well might be. A lot of the former champions have picked who they expect to win this year. And it was Rory that was getting most of the love.
Been on a tear lately.
And he's sitting 2 under right now, 5 overall. Jordan Spieth, 1 over, 43rd.
I think he just finished.
Just got done for the day. 1 over in 43rd place.
10 years since the dub.
Yeah, nobody was picking him. But
nobody was picking Spieth.
Maybe you take a flyer, huh?
You know, one for fun. I'm sure the odds were good.
Man, he was on fire for like 2 years, wasn't he?
That he was really fun. Was.
Why do you think people haven't gravitated to Scheffler as much? Or have they? I just haven't noticed it. It seemed like Spieth had Dallas behind him, where Scheffler's like twice as good, maybe 3 times as good. And he's a Dallas guy.
Right.
I don't know. Some guys just don't resonate with the town, I guess.
No, that's true. Maybe they're just all kind of like pulling each other's fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Because we got a lot of DFW representation right now. Will Zalatoris, Plano guy.
I think he was +2 today.
Birdman of Plano.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, we know that the Masters is just so, like, ridiculous in terms of the rules and, like, just how they want to set how themselves apart from every other sporting event in all of the world. Not just for those who attend, but even sitting on your couch at home.
Yeah.
The things that the broadcasters aren't allowed to say.
Yeah. Wow, they have a list of can't say.
Patriots.
I bet old Broadus, who's, by the way, looking fantastic in his Masters getup today.
Thank you. Appreciate
Very
it.
Got the green.
North Texas major. Yeah, and I want to come back as Bennett Broadus, who's got even better gear.
That's true.
Than me.
So. Okay, so
You're
let's go.
An effing idiot.
Let's go ahead, Broadus, and see if you can nail these. There's apparently 9 banned words or phrases that you can't use on the broadcast because the Masters wants to be just classier and different than every other.
I don't know if I can come up with all 9.
But no problem.
Let's try with the fans are known as Patriots.
That's right, patrons.
Patrons.
You don't refer on the broadcast to fans. They're patrons.
They're patrons.
The rough is known as the second cut.
Nailed it. There is no rough at Augusta National.
It's not even rough. It's smooth.
It has something else with the greens. Man, that's it. What do I got? What else?
There's no more sand traps.
Oh, okay.
Bunkers.
It's a bunker.
Okay. How about brain farts?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, they allow you to use the word brain fart.
I would argue that the word fart does not want to be heard.
On a Masters broadcast.
I actually think it's part of the rules. If you're going to attend it, you can't fart on the property.
Is
understandable
in Augusta. It's a fart free environment.
Do they have something to do with the pine straw? Do they use the word pine straw more than something? Because they always talk about the pine straw, and I never hear any other golf tournament. Guess because they don't have pine straw. But I don't know. That's not one of them.
I'm not seeing pine straw. But it could certainly be a part of that. Obviously, there's no back 9.
Oh.
What do they call it? The second 9?
They call it the second 9.
Okay.
Let's see. You have no driving range. You don't mention a driving range. It's the tournament
warm-up area?
Practice area. Yeah, okay.
There's no reference of country club or golf course. These are all things that you'll like get a text in real time if you're on the broadcast for this. Nance will get, now he's obviously buttoned up, but it's just Augusta National Golf Club.
Well, Gary McCord got fired from doing the broadcasting because the greens, he said, were slicker than bikini wax.
Oh, that'll get you.
And they said, you're out.
What do you say instead of twosome? What would you say? Couple.
No.
Pairing.
Bully. Groupings, I guess, is another kind of standard that you can go for the trios. There's no fourth round.
Final round.
That's right. It's the final round.
The final
round. Of course, Patrick Mott probably call it the fourth round.
Yeah.
Shaq playing well.
Zing! And then there's something about the sponsors or
one of
whatever.
The hardest working players in golf history, John Daly, right here.
They're called partners?
The fourth round.
That guy gets it, man.
That's right.
They're called partners.
They're called partners, not sponsors. So, I mean, that's the type of stuff. Yeah. Like, I wonder if Nance is just, he's done it long enough now to where he doesn't even think about it, or if he has to have like a list out in front of him, like the don't says, the
I
do
think
says.
They have the same crew generally doing all these.
What they're doing.
They know exactly what they're
doing. I would still have that printed out in front of me.
We all pulling for Scotty, though, right? Is that what we're doing as a show?
Yeah. Scotty style.
Sure.
I mean, I like a number of these players, but yes, I prefer Scotty.
I like Spieth because I have family friends with the family.
Oh,
so
look at you.
I'll pull, but I pull for Dallas here.
Okay, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Good look at the Masters. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. It's Justin Rose still leading 6-under through 12. Scheffler 2 back along with Connors. The 214 says, hey, G-Bag, this is Terrence. From the 214, Bobby sucks rapping. Tell him to stick to his day job. LOL.
Wow, oh, no.
That's strong criticism. I mean, we're all grading on a scale here, right? Your talk show host.
Yeah.
You got to be gifted to actually be good at it.
Yes. Sure.
I think he's pretty good myself.
I think Eric's got the flow.
Okay.
Oh, don't set the bar too high.
Nah, bro. You trust me. Between us, you're the guy.
Maybe between us.
You're the guy.
The nosebleed retort coming up at 4:20. So we are an hour and 25 minutes away from that. NFL news of the day coming up next. Bully, where is it?
Let's hear from Agent Zero, the schedule release rumors, and we got a Schmuck of the Week nominee. That's next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.